And joining us again on the phone from Joyelle Camps is the executive director, Aaron Zybart. Good morning once again to you, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Fred and Mindy.
So great to have you on the radio. Earlier, you told us about how wonderful it was to have kids come out to summer camp and experience God in the wilderness. You told us a bit about your mother-daughter weekend that's coming up. I understand you also have another retreat that's going to be happening in the near future. Tell us about that.
Well, we do. We have our father-daughter, well, that's actually in the spring. Our father-son retreat is November 13th through the 15th. A great time for dads and sons to get out, connect with each other, do some manly things outside, ride the go-karts, do some archery, climb the tower, ride the zip line. Our theme this weekend is about adventure, and we want guys and dads together not just to kind of enjoy the adventure of the weekend, but to think so much more about the adventure of life and to help dads really invest well into their sons to set them on a great course for the future.
That's awesome. You must have some great stories about past weekends that you had with father and sons that really showed God at work. Do you have any that come to mind that you can share with us?
Oh, yeah, easily. You know, for many years until my son graduated from high school, of course, he and I participated together. We're very evangelistically focused in what we do. And, of course, we have a lot of believers come as well. But on one particular time, our speaker really sensed the need to do a pretty clear call to respond to the gospel. And I will not forget over half of those who were participating responded, and of every father who gave his life to the Lord that time, their sons did the same thing. Now, many sons who, you know, whose dads already knew the Lord had responded, but what's neat to me is to see that over half. And, you know, I've been in camp ministry for a long time, and you don't see that often. But what I do here weekend after weekend is just how significant it is for these dads to be together with other dads who want to pursue something better, invest in their boys a lot more, and they just really enjoy the camaraderie. But yeah, that one weekend in particular where more than half just kind of gave their lives to the Lord, that wasn't expected. You know, you couldn't have planned it. It was just an act of God. And to see God's power demonstrated like that, it's pretty cool.
That is very cool. We're talking with Aaron Zybart. Aaron, the executive director of Joyelle Camp, located in Greencastle, PA. Now, Aaron, tell us what Bible Adventure program is all about.
Yeah, well, Bible Adventure is a mission to the largest mission field in America. We have 52 million public school students. And this is right in our community. So last year, during the school year, we ministered to 3,146 students in 29 school districts. 357 of these children began a relationship with the Lord. So our programs are in areas like Lancaster, York, Franklin, Fulton counties, some in West Virginia, Maryland. And we do this because, well, it's simple. Life is hopeless without Jesus, and children need the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, what happens in a typical time is students are legally released from their public school classrooms for religious instruction. Now, this happens at their parents' permission. It's a Supreme Court decision in 1952 that allows this to happen. And in Pennsylvania, they've got a pretty clear law, you know, clarifying what this looks like. So in Lancaster, for instance, we are in 16 schools, for instance, in the Coquelicot Area School District, all the elementary schools, the Conestoga Valley area, Brownstown, and Brecknock, Akron, Elementary, Effort either Intermediate, Lower Dolphin, Palmyra, all the Solenco schools. So in all of these schools, children are released at their parents' permission. And last year, we had over 1,200 volunteers, and we assume it'll be similar this year. We're still kind of doing counts, who invest into these children to share the gospel with them, mentor them, pray with them. It is a really amazing mission field. Now, I mentioned how many volunteers we have, and one of the things that we're always looking for is more people who want to make a difference, who are investing into, who want to invest into the kingdom, particularly to share the hope of Jesus Christ with these children. And, you know, so there are volunteer needs. Some are as simple as being listeners, where they'll just interact with, pray with students, hear the verses that they've memorized, encourage them, mentor them. School coordinators, you know, they might give oversight to a group. And then one of the real practical needs is just having someone who can drive a bus. You know, they have the appropriate CDL and certifications. So, yeah, that's just a quick overview of Bible Adventure and some of the ministry opportunities there.
If you're interested in volunteering for Bible Adventure program with Joel Camps, or if you're interested in the mother-daughter retreat coming up in a couple weeks, or the November 13th through 15th father-son retreat, visit them online, joelcamps.org. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great rest of your day.
Oh, thank you, too. And blessings to you as well.